Harper One, the Martin Luther King Jr. Library, and Harper Audio present I've Been to the Mountaintop by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., featuring a foreword by Eric D. Tidwell, Esquire, and an afterword by Mandy Bowman, read by Dominic Hoffman. Forward. On April 3, 1968, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered an unplanned speech at Mason Temple in Memphis, Tennessee. The gathering was to rally support for the forthcoming march in solidarity with the striking Memphis sanitation workers. There were heavy rainstorms that day, and a large turnout was not anticipated. Dr. King had planned to spend the evening working on the soon-to-be-launched Poor People's Campaign, so he entrusted his fellow ministers to lead the meeting at Mason Temple. Despite the stormy weather, however, the turnout was massive, and the attendees clamored to hear from Dr. King himself. At the Lorraine Motel, only 5 minutes away, Dr. King received word from Reverend Ralph D. Abernathy, Sr. that it would be best if he attended the gathering and said a few words. He recognized the importance of the forthcoming march. It had originally been scheduled for March 28, but the proceedings on that day had been interrupted by an outside group that infiltrated the march with violence. The impromptu speech he gave at Mason Temple was etched in the annals of history because it was the last speech ever delivered by Dr. King. He was assassinated the next day, April 4, 1968, on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. The speech was aptly titled, I've Been to the Mountaintop, because of the parable Dr. King used to describe his prophetic vision of the future. This speech has three striking similarities to Dr. King's iconic I Have a Dream speech. Dr. King's masterful use of parable to paint a picture, having a dream, reaching the mountaintop. Improvisation, the last portion of the dream speech was off-script and impromptu, and the mountaintop speech was completely unplanned, and their endings, because although both speeches were far-reaching in their subject matter, they each became best known for
sample complete. Ready to continue?